This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Delicious DJV debates. Come on, what else do we have that begins with a D? Let the adventure
degenerate.
Begin. Degenerate, lovely. Thank you, Jennifer. Sure. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan Carashillen has another hour of adventure, manages to get its way into your life, into your head. A large group of listeners around the country are ready to go. So what do we have? They have more on the debates coming up next.
It's the 30th and 31st of July. Yep, yes. So we have a little time. I know you're excited. That'll give you plenty of time to pop your popcorn and get ready.
Yeah, right. I'm playing my naps around that.
Yes. Tuesday and Wednesday, July 30th and 31st. And we knew who had qualified for the debate, but what happened on CNN was that they actually drew to see who will appear on what stage. And the lineups were announced this past week. And now we know that there will be some new matchups and some very exciting rematches. The way they did this on CNN is they put all of the qualifiers into separate boxes. So they had the low-end candidates who qualified with, like, the 1%. Then they had the 2%ers, and they had the big card, which includes today Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders. That's who they consider to be kind of the upper-tier candidates, so that they would be equally distributed throughout both stages. I actually like that idea because it seemed that all of the bigger name candidates were on one stage last time around, and then sort of the lower card ended up on the other stage led by Elizabeth Warren. So 20 candidates who qualified are now divided up, and it should be kind of interesting. You've got Warren and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders really having their first debate together, and both of them are similar candidates, so I think this will be an interesting chance for them to kind of separate themselves from, put those differences between each other so people can figure out who they want to vote for. And then Kamala Harris and Joe Biden will have a rematch. So here's how it plays out. On July 30th, the first debate, you've got Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. They'll be paired up with John Delaney, with John Hickenlooper, with Tim Ryan, with Steve Bullock, Marianne Williamson, who's my favorite, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, and Pete Buttigieg. That'll all happen on the 30th. Then on July 31st, you'll have Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. They'll be on stage with Kirsten Gillibrand, Tulsi Gabbard, Michael Bennett, Senator Michael Bennett, Bill de Blasio, Jay Inslee, Cory Booker, Andrew Yang, Julian Castro. So that'll be on the 31st. I like these mixes. I think I even like them better than the first debate, because I think, again, that was a lot of like-minded candidates all together on one stage. So this will be kind of fun to see it all shook up, and that'll happen at the end of July. Who's ready? Who's watching?
Night number two is going to be Kirsten Gillibrand trying to shout her way over everyone else again, not even saying anything about policy, taking up air. Can we have an early vote to just disqualify someone now because she would
to eliminate someone
one
from the island?
Can I send her off
Survivor?
The island? Yes. And then Cory Booker's going to do the same thing. The two of them, to me, are just oxygen thieves, and they're going to just try to do that all night long.
They're going to be on the same stage.
So
all of them are.
Well,
oxygen
I don't agree with that. I like Joe Biden, so I want to hear what Joe Biden
has to say. I actually like Joe Biden as well, but I think that the premise, what we're doing here, is creating false news, false images. It's all a big show. It does suck the oxygen out of the air. And what are you going to learn? Unless you're a hardcore
I'm hoping to learn something because a lot of people haven't.
What did you learn from the last one?
Well, nothing. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm going to be tuning in, because I want to know what people's policies are.
I do, too. But I'm not hopeful that I'm going to learn them in this circumstance, because it's all a one-upsmanship thing.
Well, I think
it does familiarize you with names, maybe a little bit, and who these people are. Go ahead, Jen.
I think as it filters out, already you saw a couple of things happen after the last debate. Kamala Harris has become more part of the conversation. Elizabeth Warren
not
has a huge surge. Well, but for most people, I mean,
she's
obviously
very well among Democrats, yeah. though, Doug. She
so Kamala Harris has actually gotten a boost. Elizabeth Warren, I think, has also gotten
a boost.
Yep. Bernie Sanders has started to fall a bit. He's not in second place anymore. So I think these debates, are, and Joe Biden's lead was cut down a little bit. This is what happens during these debates. Things will shake up. Is anybody going to, I mean, I'm surprised Julian Castro didn't get a bigger bump. Some people will just not get a bump. And I think this will be one of the last debates where we have the conversation that there are 20 candidates qualifying.
Yeah.
So next month at this time, it's going to be even harder to qualify. They're going to start to kind of filter these people out a bit. People are going to start dropping out. You already had Eric Swalwell after the last debate drop out. There's rumors now that John Delaney will be next. So I think it's important right now because it starts to create who we're really going to be looking at the end of the year.
Hmm.
And what policy we're really going to be, you know, what the platforms are going to be.
And
do they stay
attached to that policy? Because oftentimes what happens is you have a lot of people who are just politically minded, and I'm not talking about anybody in particular, but obviously both parties have these kinds of people who say one thing, and then they completely flip as they go into a general. So it kind of puts people on record as to who really has a serious platform.
Mm-hmm. I think
on the other side, on the other side, is Trump actually going to have a debate with Bill Weld? Because I know Bill Weld had said he was challenging Trump, but obviously he's not going to get the nomination. But
I've heard nothing about Bill Weld.
He would take no crap from.
It'd be an interesting debate. That's the only reason I'm asking. I'm not sure, Brett, but
I'm sure Trump would debate him. Because I think Trump likes that. But the funny thing about Bill Weld is he declared his candidacy and went away. I have heard not one blip about Bill Weld since the day he said he was going to run. Now there's some rumblings that Mark Sanford is going to run and also primary Trump. I don't know why they would, unless they just want to throw money into a waste paper basket. But
the weather is in the focus. They'll talk about that a little bit. A couple of things that are transpiring in our country. One does not necessarily have to do with another, but there are things that are, as is the circumstance. We love change, or do we not? Well, I think some people, we embrace change, but do we like it? Not necessarily. A lot of things are changing in the world, and I want to talk about a couple of them as we continue here on the DJV program at 14 after the hour.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was 3, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, hey, we'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over the counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park
or at your kitchen table. Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 at the hour on the DJV program. A lot of beaches are closed. They're still looking around some of the local news here in my area because of the heat. There's more of a chance for some things to develop in the water. We talked about this past week. The fellow was down in the panhandle in Florida. Actually died being exposed to the bacteria in the water. The heat makes it worse. This beach here in Framingham, where I lived, was closed after E. coli was found in the water. They test the water every day to make sure that it's usable. And this is a very popular beach, and it's so hot, we all want to go swimming. So when the beach is closed, it's pretty frustrating. It's another way for people to cool off, even get into the water. But they're finding more things because more stuff gets junked into the water. Salmonella, E. coli. Listeria is not usually found in the water supply, but there are other things that are crawling around in there. So it's just, and didn't we talk about the dangers of some of the things in pools this week too? The fecal matter is being found in some pools, and how people are not. It's so selfish.
Are people animals, like, really?
Yeah,
really?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You can't get out of the water for that.
All right. The focus on the minimum wage. Now, the House passing a bill that raises the wage, and sort of talking about this, I made passing comment on it, but I just thought it would be interesting for us to understand the ramifications of this vote, 231 to 199, approving the RAISE Act that brings the minimum wage from where it is right now at $7.25 an hour to $15 an hour by 2025. What do you think that's going to do to the economy? It may help individuals, but ain't going to do the economy any good. So it's this balance, and people get vehemently sort of attached to one side or the other, and it's unfortunate because it's very difficult in America to live on $7.25. It's frankly difficult to
live on
twice that much or three times that much. It just is.
But the thing is like in Iowa, making the federal minimum wage a jump from $7 an hour to 15, you're going to kill everybody that has a business.
That may work
in Washington, D.C. That may work in New York. It may work in Los Angeles where we have $15 minimum wage. But to make the federal minimum wage $15, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I don't like minimum wage anyway. I like to have people get what they're worth. Unfortunately, sometimes there are powers that are too great to overshadow that, and people are taken advantage of. But I don't know. Do you get taken advantage of if you're only taken advantage of if you let people take advantage of you? I guess in a manner of speaking, I don't know. I was much more hardcore about this probably 10, 15, 20 years ago than I am now. I don't believe in a minimum wage, but I also can't begin to imagine how somebody could live on $7, $8, $9, $10 an hour.
Add families
today. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You add supporting a child or whatever. It's impossible. You can't do it. The math isn't there.
No.
It's a cycle of poverty that we're just perpetuating. People either have to live on credit card debt, which keeps increasing, and if you're not making enough to outpay it, it's a cycle of debt.
Yep, it never paid off. 21 after the hour, food for thought on the DJV program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Music time, lots to talk about here. 23 and change after the hour on the DJV program. Jen, Victoria, Doug, Kara, with the music of Miranda Lambert here, releasing a new song called It All Comes Out in the Wash, lead single from her upcoming seventh studio album. Is she the one that had her husband doing the wash? Is that who you were just talking about?
Yes.
Miranda Lambert? Yeah, okay.
Apparently all right. It all came out in the wash because the husband looks like he doesn't like her very much.
Oh, well. Hey, he's something.
Maybe that inspired the song.
Yeah. Lambert has shared a more rock-oriented vibe with another new release called Locomotive. This is much more upbeat than the bulk of her double album, Weight of These Wings, from a couple of years ago. In September, she's going to revive her roadside bars and pink guitar tour with an all-woman lineup that includes her trio of the Pistol Annies, plus L. King, Maren Morris, Ashley McBride, Kaylee Hammack, and Tennille Towns on certain dates for the upcoming trip. So, yes, but so the husband is hot, and he doesn't like her. Is she hot? I don't know even what she looks like, really. Is she? But yeah. I consider her hot. She's cute. Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, you probably would. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but maybe I better keep moving you.
Well, she's not a stick figure, so you wouldn't say that she needs to eat a hamburger or whatever you always say. So
that's what
I don't know, but this is her new husband. He was the New York City cop who was positioned outside of Good Morning America, and that's when she met him. And he was kind of known as like the quote unquote the hot cop.
Uh-huh.
And he is hot, but now he's no longer a cop, and he lives down in Nashville with her. So that marriage is over.
Yeah. Victoria says it's over.
I have claimed it. It is over.
Next up, musically, Pentatonix. They released their latest tune, cover of Can You Feel the Love Tonight from The Lion King. Let's listen to this for a second. As is typical, they add their own spin to this hit, making it a bit more upbeat. Lion King in theaters now. Group currently on tour make their next stop at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Missouri on the 11th of August. So that's the Pentatonics. Do you like this?
I don't love it, actually. I wanted to.
Not even sure that I'm that crazy about the idea of the movie. Here's something that I can get tuned up about. Creedence Clearwater Revival. There we go. CCR since 69. We've been talking a lot about the Woodstock Revival, which is in people's
not
minds.
Not happening, pretty much.
Right? Right.
Woodstock 50 is kind of dead in the water.
Yep. Since 69, Creedence performance at the Woodstock Art Fair has been glaringly absent from all documents about the festival, including the Academy Award-winning documentary, which came out in 1970. But the upcoming release, Live at Woodstock, which is a complete set, the Proud Mary premiere is included, shows just how much the group, and particularly John Fogerty's position, has softened. Quote, "We weren't in the movie on purpose," Fogerty said. "Nobody really understood what that movie would be. The track they wanted to use was Bad Moon Rising. I just didn't feel it was our best work. At the point in time, Creedence was the number one band in the world. So why go backwards?" But Fogerty has changed his opinion. Over time, he says, there have been so many requests, probably 10 years after Woodstock and then the 20th anniversary and so on. Maybe around the late 80s, I began to think that historically, it's what it is. It doesn't matter if it's well done or not well done. It became more a fact of history. Therefore, nobody was hurt by it. It was just great history. Live at Woodstock is due out August 2nd, featuring CCR's entire 11-song set, including a lengthy rendition of Keep On Chugglin' and Susie Q. Susie Q, 28 after the hour.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was 3, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor.
They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Did you know that women are 3 times more likely to suffer from migraine than men? Hi, I'm Senator Barbara Bollier from Kansas. Migraine can cause severe pain that lasts for hours or even days, and it impacts more than 37 million Americans. If you experience migraine, you're not alone. There are resources available from your doctor and employer to help effectively manage migraine symptoms. For more, visit womenandgovernment.org.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too. I like it, too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel, now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler from New York said that former Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report presents very substantial evidence that President Donald Trump is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Speaking with Fox News Sunday ahead of Mueller's anticipated congressional testimony on Wednesday, Nadler added that we have to let Mueller present the facts to the American people and then see where we go from there, because the administration must be held accountable. No administration can be above the law. On CBS's Face the Nation, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff from California said he wants Mueller to bring his report to life during the testimony, explaining it to Americans who have not yet read it.
And the British Open, the final major of the year, was won by Shane Lowry at 15 under. Tommy Fleetwood finished second at 9 under. Tony Finau at 7 under. And tied for fourth, Westwood and Koepka at 6 under. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Summertime, summertime, summertime. One of the great things about summer, I think, is watermelon. I mean, I just came to a conclusion, I don't know why I hadn't figured this out before, that plastic spoils a lot of things, including the flavor of fruit that gets cut up and put into it. You know, some of you who are so lazy that you can't cut up the fruit yourself, and you buy it in a plastic container in the food store? And then
hi.
Eat it and it tastes. Yeah,
nice to meet you.
Yeah,
that's what everyone does.
Well,
who lugs just home an entire watermelon?
I do.
I don't.
I brought a watermelon home yesterday, and I cut it up, and I am enjoying it. That it's so hot, it becomes one of those really wonderful ways to escape the heat. But I realized as I was biting into it how wonderfully flavorful it was.
You're and then lucky, I thought, because I feel like I strike out with watermelons.
Really?
I always get the kind that just are,
yeah,
I don't know, that don't have much
miss.
Flavor.
I've definitely gotten ones that are watery, but they don't taste like anything. But watermelon's really the only one of the only fruits that you can get that with. I mean, maybe like a peach or something you can get without plastic, but if you want berries, unless you go out to the farm and pick them, you don't really have much choice.
I get them in the, they come now in those containers that are, you burn them or whatever. I forget what the substance is. It's not It's
what containers are you buying that you burn afterwards?
Yeah, nothing is telling you to burn anything, for one. But I know what you mean. They're like
I forget what the composition is. You get them when you go to Whole Foods and you get your dinner, if you want to get it in one of that substance, like paper mache. That's
right.
The closest thing I can come to. Anyway, that doesn't affect the flavor, but plastic does. Almost anything, once you cut it open, the flavor, I have found this on numerous occasions. I think to myself, why am I doing this? Because the flavor is not there. Doesn't make any difference whether it's blue. Sometimes you get blueberries and strawberries and raspberries mixed together, that kind of stuff. It's just awful. So I just, being wonderfully warm-blooded as I am, I do like the summer better than the winter. I'm not sure I like 107 degrees, but cooling off is nice, and a piece of watermelon does it if it's real watermelon, not in plastic. I guess that was my point. Here we are, the exceptional DJV morning program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. So you want to continue our thinking, Victoria, about the summertime.
Yep. Here's an interesting activity. When the weather gets super hot, which, of course, we're all kind of dealing with that right now, it's always nice to, you know, float around somewhere. And whether you're floating in a pool or you're floating in a bay or in the ocean, one activity that is taking floating to a new level. How would you like to float on open water while watching Jaws on a big screen? This is actually a real thing. This would freak me out, I think. It's called Jaws on the Water, and this is down in Texas, and it's at a beachside resort, and this is the fifth year in a row that they're doing this. It screens every weekend through August 17th, and they say it's a thrilling, one-of-a-kind experience watching cinema's greatest great whites with your feet dangling dangerously and deliciously in the water. I don't know. I would be too freaked out, I think, to do this, but they have all kinds of so when you buy a ticket for this screening, you're at the Valenti Beach Resort is what it's called, and so they have fireworks, and then they have a sharkified, like a shark, it's like a shark themed inner tube that they give you, and you're basically just floating on an inner tube while watching Jaws on open water. I don't think I would want to do this.
I think you're probably right.
I don't know. I think some people would. Well, the social media comments on this, people are very divided. People either think this is the coolest thing, or it would just scare them way too much. Think about it. You're on open water in an inner tube at night. That's the other part of it. This is at night, and you're watching Jaws.
I don't like watching scary movies in a room with my feet on the floor because I'm afraid something is going to come out from under the sofa and grab me. So in water, no way. I would be like curled up on top of the inner tube with nothing touching the water. I don't think
it's a fun idea, though.
It's
cool.
Mm. You know how this week we've been discussing racism? It has entered into the national discussion because of back and forth between certain members of Congress and the president. And
is this related to Jaws, or is this
racist?
Just a horrible segue?
It's a horrible segue.
Okay.
He's a great white, Victoria. He is.
Yeah.
He's totally racist.
I don't know where to go after the shark thing. I mean, we've had every joke in the world about Sharknado and Shark Week and stuff, so I'm just going back into what we have been talking about. I'm looking at a local newspaper here. The Boston Globe has a spotlight on a fellow named Warner Horn, who is a state rep in New Hampshire, who said publicly, for whatever the reason, why he even got involved in the discussion, I don't know, I can't get it from the context. He doesn't think American slavery was racism. And he posted his feelings on Facebook. Human beings, he writes, have been owning other human beings since the dawn of time. It's never been about race. And so I don't know what to make of that, because there have been whites have owned other whites. That's true.
And black people have owned other black people.
Racism.
I think.
The definition of racism, and I feel like that's one of the biggest issues that we're having right now, is that people just don't know what the definition of racism is. So it's discrimination or prejudice directed against someone of a different race based on the belief that one's own race is superior. You don't think that the slave owners thought that they were better enslaved.
Oh, absolutely they did.
Because yeah. I mean, and
I think that's clear.
Specifically, like, you know, even after slavery was over, there's the three-fifths compromise where only, you know, black people specifically were only counted as three-fifths of a person. So I don't think that
and
you
so
can...
And so were women only counted as three-fifths of a person?
No, they weren't.
No,
they
it was
were
only
just not,
black people.
They didn't have the right to vote, yeah. It was different. Well, it was specified that black people were only three-fifths of a human.
So I think
go
that
ahead,
slavery
Karen.
Was very much based on...
Of course
on
it was.
But
I think there's also
think
a socioeconomic
today.
Yeah, there's also a socioeconomic factor because for instance, those that came here from Africa were owned by people who had dark skin. They're black people that owned other black people. That would be probably more socioeconomic, where someone is profiting from selling other people to white people that wanted to own them. I mean, I think there are a lot of elements here. I think yes, obviously racism huge, but also it was about poor versus rich, I think, at that point, too.
So one of the best-kept or worst-kept secrets, best-kept secrets about the Nazis and the whole business about racism with them, because they gave a new meaning, what they did to the Jews. What happened also was there was trafficking. Most people don't even know this. One of the things that came out, one of the trials from people that were, one of the Nazis that was arrested in South America, long time ago, I remember reading about this, or somehow they're coming connected with it in college, and I don't think I've thought about it. Interesting how all of this conversation sort of flips the switch on other things that you may remember. And what I remember was how the Nazis were trafficking in Jewish girls, 13, 14 year old. I mean, Rives, maybe that's where Epstein got, maybe it's in his blood. They took some of the older Jews who wanted to save themselves, gave over little girls to the Nazis. And so it's just the whole thing about how people, some people think that they're better than other people. How does that even get started? How does anybody has any spiritual connection to anything? Why you think that, or why, I don't mean you, and I guess why anybody, I don't want to use the word you.
I think many times it comes from lack of education and people's lack of involvement with other people and living in a bubble. When you live in a world where the only people around look exactly like you and have the exact same thoughts as you, and then you see someone else who doesn't look like you and has a different opinion, then, I don't know, you think that person's, I guess, not as good. But when you are surrounded by people who have different opinions and look different, then I think you're a much better person.
Open-mindedness. Yeah. And I was fortunate to grow up in that world. Speaking of Epstein, he's been denied bail in his sex trafficking case. He's a registered sex offender. I guess we all knew that. His lawyer said he was willing to pay $100 million to live under house arrest in his $77 million townhouse in New York. Federal prosecutors, as well as a couple of his accusers, urged the judge to deny the request, and he did. I don't even know why. I don't want to, you know, in the news media, they want to continually tell you the story in case you don't know the story, or it's the same stuff repeated over and over again. I see no reason to recount what Epstein has done. I think the only thing that's worthy of note here is that he's been denied bail. So we'll leave it at that. At least 15 states expecting extreme heat this weekend that could trigger flare-ups. For those people who have COPD, be safe, be prepared, make sure you know the best way to manage that problem.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, hey, we say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Can somebody please tell me why someone would be motivated to bring in gasoline into a animated studio in Japan and burn the place to the ground?
I think everyone is asking the same question.
Yeah. Yeah, but is it somebody who's in there? There's 33 people that are dead in this thing, and 70 people, I guess, are hurt. This is, I don't get, they did find the guy who did it. But he was yelling out in Japanese, die, 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 as he blew the place up. He's not a current employee. He's not a former employee. This is...
Maybe he didn't like how the, I don't know, maybe one of his graphic novels was designed there and he didn't like how the story went or something. You never know. People are crazy.
They are.
It's and a Japanese anime studio, so who knows? Maybe it's something that they put out that he didn't like.
Hmm. Well... What was the last dog, Isle of Dogs? Did you see that? Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't see it, but I didn't see it.
I thought it was an interesting concept.
Could you imagine if we blew up every movie studio we did and produced something we didn't like? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do, well, blowing up anything that you don't like. Think about that. Why is it people are motivated to do these crazy things? I mean,
we'd
think
be rubble in about 10 seconds. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. 10 before the hour, thought time here on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
After the hour now, and I want Nick to know how much I enjoy visiting with him each week. Nick Miles is our auto expert. There are several different segments that I do in my program every week, Nick, that bring me around to being actually, I'm always engaged because I love chatting with people and learning new things. We have a pet expert named, you probably know him, Warren Eckstein, who's on stations all around the country, very good guy. And I also, we have a segment every Thursday called Throwback Thursday, in which I sing along with old songs.
That sounds like a radio segment I would love to be part of.
Well, actually, I will. You're invited to next week's Throwback Thursday. We'll get you get a hold of you, and you can come on Throwback Thursday. That'd be good. Meanwhile, Nick is in Detroit. You have driven a $400,000 Rolls Royce. I don't know what a Cullinan. I remember the shadows. Matter of fact, I don't think I've told you. There's no occasion to. In the 70s, I used to import Rolls Royces and sell them. It was kind of a fun thing. I was going to England a lot, and I found a couple of places that were good sources. And at that time, you didn't have to meet a lot of DOT standards. And people were fascinated with driving expensive cars from England and Europe, especially English expensive cars that had the driving wheel on the wrong, we call it the wrong side of the road. It's kind of fun to do that. The new Rolls Royce, I don't know how they justify this kind of dough, except they're handmade. But I think I talked to you about having seen one of the Rolls Royce SUVs at a recent event, and I thought it was the ugliest damn thing I'd seen in ages. What do you think?
Well, that's the ugly damn thing I'm driving.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, the Cullinan is the new SUV. Yeah, it's the first SUV ever, 4x4, off-road capable. A lot of these hoity-toity chaps and lasses were going to the ski hills and the beach and polo matches, and they really wanted something that was capable to drive across the lawn, not just the roads of the estate where they were going, or the snow. And so, the Cullinan is an amazing piece of machinery. I mean, regardless of its $420,000, when I'm driving, it's $420,000. And I've drove it, Doug, from Chicago to Milwaukee to Indianapolis and now in Detroit. And it's actually, I drove it here because it's the Rolls-Royce owners meeting this weekend in Detroit. But this car is hand-built. The line down the side is painted by hand. You couldn't tell. It looks like a machine did it. It's so accurate. It's all hand-stitched leather. There's a whiskey decanter in the back, a champagne fridge, 2-inch lambs wool carpet, umbrellas in the door. You know, I mean, the only the things that our imagination can tell us about this car is how it's put together. It's pretty amazing.
So what's it got for an engine, and how does it feel? You're an expert when it comes to how a car feels on the road. I like driving Range Rovers, as you know. I like the feel of them. How would I compare driving a Range Rover, or let's say an Autobiography, to a Cullinan?
So the Cullinan has something called, every Rolls-Royce has something called the Magic Carpet Ride. And the Magic Carpet Ride is pretty impressive. It does feel like you're riding on a magic carpet. I like to, and please don't tell anybody this, I like to take speed bumps at speed to see if I can actually feel them in the car. It's pretty amazing. A 6.75-liter engine on the hood, 12 cylinders, 563 horsepower. And it also has something called a satellite-guided transmission. And that means that, the transmission looks at the GPS and says, there's a hill coming up here. I'm not going to change down. So the car does a lot of thinking for you, which is good, because the older I get, the less thinking I like to do.
Well, good for you. All right. Well, it's kind of a fun thing to dream about. I don't think, even if I had the money to buy it, I don't know that I would. I think I find that I've tried other things that were supposedly the upscale stuff, and I like Range Rovers the best, frankly, of any of them.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just what you're used to as much as anything else. So,
Range Rovers are an excellent choice.
Yeah. How about the Corvette Stingray? It's a new one coming out next year. Is that going to be a good choice for those who want to be close to the ground and drive fast?
Well, we don't have a price yet, but last night the new Corvette Stingray was announced. This vehicle is going up against Ferrari. The interesting thing is everybody always says they're going up against Ferrari. I don't know if anyone's actually managed to beat Ferrari at their own game. But it looks like an impressive piece of machinery. The eighth generation, starting back in the 1950s. It's American steel. It's a lovely piece of machinery. Nobody's got to drive it yet. It was just the unveil. It's a mid-engine, which means the engine is in the back. Totally sporty, totally great piece of equipment. They have had a little few hiccups in testing. We've seen a few of them being trailered out of testing tracks because they couldn't make it around. But hopefully they got all those things out of the works now, and it'll be something for all the Americans to drive. Beautiful new C8 Stingray.
I'd rather have a new, an old 1954 Corvette. That'd be something special. Nick Miles, our auto expert. Check out his website, ourautoexpert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.